Hello and welcome to this ICIS Europe Chemical Update. I'm Jane Massingham, editor of Propylene Derivatives, Acrylonitrile and Oxo Alcohols. And today I'm joined by Nell Weddell, editor of the Olefins Market. I wanted to catch up with Nell to have a chat about the propylene situation as both the acrylonitrile and the oxo alcohols markets, and butanol in particular at the moment, are feeling real tightness, and wanted to get some comments from Nell regarding the propylene availability. So now we're at that point in the month where we're about to come up to another round of contract negotiations, and despite some really tight markets for ACN and NBA due to force majeures, it's not just availability that's a concern now to some people, it's the cost factors and the price of C3. So can you give me an outline as to how you view the picture at the moment?
Okay, thank you, Jane, for having me on the podcast. Well, propylene has been extremely tight. Availability still is very tight. And that's sort of been developing from October, November, and particularly in December, with a lot of sort of cracker outages, various problems, and cutbacks at refineries, most latterly. Naphtha's also been increasing. So with the discussions for February contract prices now getting underway, everybody will be looking at that. So our numbers are already showing sort of 53, 54 euros increase on average in January versus December. So naphtha is the primary driver. So already that's indicating an upwards adjustment. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you've got the supply and demand scenario. So I've already said it's very tight. Availability has been very constrained. And part of that has been down to the actual supply issues, but part of that has also been the strong demand that we've seen from all derivatives generally. I would say really through December, we had every derivative sort of looking for more propylene, very good demand down the chains. Now that prices have risen quite dramatically, we are starting to see some resistance, as you've been sort of mentioning just then as well on your own market. So there is a little bit of resistance, a little bit of concern about affordability, but nevertheless, supply and demand together with the feedstock increases, you know, we are going to see an increase for February contract price.
Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, still very much a driving force then, obviously, because, I mean, yeah, the demand has been, has exceeded everyone's expectations, I think, certainly on acrylo and oxos through Q4, and is looking like it remains strong for Q1. But of course, there comes a point at which if they can't get the product, they're going to cut back on the rates.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of the reason why demand has been so good is that the US prices on propylene are very high, they continue to rise, and so that's been very supportive of European derivatives exports. All of the Americas, Latin America, the Caribbean, they're looking for product as well. So a lot of the demand that we've seen has been actually down to sort of export, increased export potential. But going forward, the concerns are really about supplies, the unknown quantity, really. It's not so much on the cracker side, although we will have some planned turnarounds sort of coming up in the spring. It's the refinery issue, the refinery question, which is the main concern, because with lockdowns, the ongoing pandemic, the refineries are just not doing very well, and they have been cutting rates to compensate for poor margins, excessive gasoline and products and things that aren't being used. So, in Europe, we have about 30% or so propylene output coming from refineries. And we're going to be missing some. We're already missing some of that. And we might. Mm-hmm. And the fear is that we're going to be missing more of it, depending on how these lockdowns progress and, whether they're extended and that sort of thing. So that's where the concern is, really. I think that US prices are high, and then what can we count on to come mm-hmm. from the refineries going forward? And then we've got refinery turnarounds as well. So, it's all coming together to make a very firm picture.
Yeah, I mean, certainly some of my the producers on my markets would say, you know, they would run at a higher rate if they could get more propylene.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're sort of only contracted a certain amount and are exposed to that spot market. Do you have a feeling of when you see that easing a bit? I mean, are we talking sort of March, April?
Well, at the moment, I mean, last week we kind of reached new highs on for polymer grade propylene contract prices in terms of the relationship with the CP. So we had a deal last week, which equated to the CP, the January CP plus 24%. The previous high to that was in March 2017. You know, we will have some imports. There have been imports booked. Of course, demand has been such that, you know, we have been able to sort of accept incoming volumes. It's not usually that easy, but, you know, people have been so keen to sort of get the material. So, you know, that should help ease the balance a little bit. Crackers have restarted that had problems, i.e. Stenungsund cracker that's restarted, Ineos's Dormagen cracker, which was having problems back in sort of November, December, that's sort of back to normal. So, you know, on paper, it should look a little bit easier. So I would expect spot prices to settle back a little bit, but overall, the underlying situation remains the same, i.e., you know, supply is tight, demand is still pretty strong, and US prices continue to affect the whole global nature of the market, I think.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, certainly those two examples of the crackers, you know, are quite pertinent to the acrylo and oxos markets, of course. So lovely. Thank you so much for the update, Nell. Appreciate you taking the time. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please join us again next time. And for all the latest updates and news, please go to icis.com.
Thank you.